When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Today on the podcast, the ultimate battle, husband versus wife, live quiz challenge on the podcast.
I'm so excited. I feel like I'm going back to my entertainment day.
You are.
Hey, friend,
how the devil are you? Welcome back to another installment of Business Marriage, the number one podcast that is recorded in this living room.
Woohoo!
Last week, we were having a meltdown, weren't we? We've had a couple of weeks of meltdowns.
I've had people reaching out going, it's all good. We feel your pain.
I've had people checking in going, are you okay? But like, are you actually okay?
Yeah.
So today, we're just going to have some fun.
We thought, screw it, let's just throw the rule book out, and we are going to do the ultimate battle, husband versus wife, live quiz challenge.
Live quiz challenge. Who doesn't love a quiz? I absolutely love a quiz. I love a quiz. Here you go. I've got some quiz jingles. Welcome to the James and Hayley quiz live. Well, it's not live because it's pre-recorded because that's how podcasts work. But as we're recording it live now.
But pre-recorded.
Quiz challenge. Hayley has set this up, as you'd expect.
So I was sat in bed last night and I was like, right, okay. We can't come on and moan again because, you know, it's just not what we're
no
about.
No one wants to hear that
no
shit
wants to
anymore.
Hear that boring
Shut
crap.
Up. You miserable fuckers, sort your lives out.
So I was like, what can we do? And I suddenly thought, I've got an idea. So when we was in lockdown, remember that time when we couldn't leave our house 3 months? That mad, mad time.
Was it 3 months?
It was more than three months.
Thing, wasn't it?
Maybe more.
Anyway.
So me and a group of friends, started doing an online quiz every Saturday night, and that was our Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For like, I think we did it for like 15 weeks or something crazy.
Yeah, I think we did, yeah. Every week. You were pregnant. You were like really heavily pregnant.
I was pregnant. And every week was like a different theme. And we'd all take it in turns to host. And then it changed so that we all did a round each. But I remember being heavily pregnant. And one of them was like, you know, when you have to go and find things around your house. And I remember I was like sprinting up the stairs, like with like a massive belly. But it was good fun.
We had my dementia suffering mother living with us as well, didn't we?
Did,
she would like come downstairs and we were like, oh God. So if anyone's like, if she walks in naked, if anyone sees anything on the camera,
really?
Do you remember?
Oh, no. But anyway, we love, like, I, would you say I'm competitive? Because I would say no, because I'm not used to winning anything.
Meh, tiny violin.
In my family, when it comes to a quiz, we are on it.
Yeah.
We are on it. We
Especially
holiday,
your sister.
Yeah, and there's
your
a quiz.
Sister,
my sister,
Katie,
oh my God,
loves a quiz.
We used to say she memorised like all the answers that she would pursue.
Yeah, but she'd be like, let's have it at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's just knowledge.
So
that's how you acquire knowledge.
There's always massive fallouts in my family when it comes to quizzes, but we love it. And
I remember when I first came round to your house and I was like, oh, she's actually quite clever. And the first couple of years at Christmas.
Oh,
obviously.
Like, wow.
Katie, first couple of years at Christmas, and she whooped my ass, and I was like, I'm not having this anymore. Last 5 years on the bounce now, I think.
I know.
Kicked her
you
ass.
You can't beat her. You can't beat her. But
I've literally beaten her every year for the last 5 years.
Oh,
100%.
Fair enough. I'm not sure.
I'm going to tag Katie into
but
a clip.
But then when we worked abroad as well, as entertainers, every day we would do a quiz around the pool, and I think we'd do a quiz in the evening. And so I just love quizzes because, I don't know, it's just, I'm not someone who's got a lot of knowledge, I've got to be honest, but I have some really useless quiz knowledge.
Niche knowledge.
So today we thought we're going to mix it up. We've got 8 rounds. It's going to be just a mixture of random stuff. There's really no point to it. There's really no nothing you're going to learn from it.
Wow.
But
way to
hopefully
sell it.
You'll just have a laugh.
Okay. Are you
we
ready?
Don't know how this is going to go, by the way.
It could be an absolute car
crash. I'll
come
up with these ideas and say to James, do this, and who knows what's going to happen.
No, I spent 2 hours making jingles, or as we'll get to in a later round, I've spent this morning.
We've got a cool bonus round, guys.
Recording in the car as well.
Which I am mortified about.
Right.
So, yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Izzy Wizzy, let's get quizzy.
Hey!
It's time for the Husband versus Wife Live Quiz Challenge. Ooh. Round one, guess the movie clip. Famous movie quotes. I thought this would finish by now.
Haven't got Saturday night movies, man.
Oh, no. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture we see? Dee-dee-dee-dee. And when you're hanging with me,
anyway, Saturday night.
That's a good song.
So round number one.
Who sang that song? Was it the Four Tops?
It was either the Four Tops or the Temptations, one of them.
One of the others.
One of the Motown bands. Okay,
didn't they used to come and sing in your hotel?
They did, yeah. Legend.
There's been about 19,000 different lineups.
I mean, whether any of them are original. Yeah. Anyway, so guess the movie clips. Who is a couch potato? Okay, so we've got five quotes from a movie.
Okay.
Shall I do my five and then you do your five, or should we take it in turns?
I reckon let's take it in turns.
Oh, I like it. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
And also...
So what's the idea? Are you going to say it like the way it was said, or are you just going to flat pan it?
I don't know. It's just going to be how I feel. I'm going to maybe try and do it in the style. There's going to be a lot of impersonations in this quiz today.
Okay.
And if you're listening or if you're watching, get a pen and paper. Play along, guys.
What a good idea. Yeah. What about the rounds where it's about... like you and me?
Just write it down. I don't know. Right, here we go. You ready?
Play along if you can, or if you can be fucked.
Number one. Oi, oi. I carried a watermelon.
Oh, dirty dancing. Easy.
Yay!
Number one. Okay.
Number Wang, that's Number Wang. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't
it?
That
show.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Home Alone.
Yes, it is.
Yay!
Home Alone 1, 2, or 3.
It's number one.
It is number one.
On,
she's
correct. How do I keep a tally here?
Just fucking write. Literally do a tally.
Yeah, here we go. Are you ready?
Oh, look at... Like, this is what I live with. So she couldn't just like write it down on a piece of paper. She has to have a J bit and
to be
a
fair,
H bit.
I was actually really annoyed that I hadn't gone and printed like a proper scorecard.
You're such a geek.
So annoyed.
Come on then.
Okay, ready?
Number two.
My mama always said,
life was like a box of chocolates. Forrest Gump.
You never know what you're going to get.
Forrest Gump when he sat on the bench.
Oh, it's easy.
That's a lovely film, isn't it, Forrest Gump?
It's a lovely film, isn't it?
I think as I've got older and we've had kids, I've got more like emotionally soft. I reckon if I watch Forrest Gump now, I would cry.
You cry at adverts and all sorts, didn't you? I was going to call you a fanny. I can't really do that, can I?
Well, you can. You're the owner of a fanny.
Just because you're a man, you can have feelings, right?
Yeah, true.
Gosh.
Okay, you ready? So that's two for me. Have you put it on your tally chart?
I've done it.
Okay, number two. Hang on a second. I don't know if
Is great here.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. Oh, I was like, have I written down a song? But I have, but it's from a film. I want to see them dancing.
I want to be where those people are.
Name the film.
A Little Mermaid.
It is.
Oh,
the Little Mermaid. I'll let you have it, though.
Easy. Okay, you ready?
Number three.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Oh, that is Julia Roberts in Notting Hill.
Hey! My God, this is so easy.
Do you know, still, when I used to work in Notting Hill, people still turn up because of that film.
Yeah.
Like, they do, like, a tourist trail. Was it, like a seminal
genre,
movie?
Wasn't it, of, like, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill. Yeah, they were quite iconic films.
Fair enough. Right, number three. Do you like dogs?
Do you like dogs?
I've got her.
Can you say it in the style of the film?
Do you like dogs?
Do you like dogs?
Do you like dogs? Do you like dogs?
Oh.
I've got her!
Is it a film or a TV show?
It's a TV... What's the fucking round?
Well, I don't know. Movies, are you?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you like dogs? I'll give you more clues.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell says it. Statham's in it, I think, probably.
Is it The Gentleman?
Guy Ritchie produced it.
The Gentleman.
It is incorrect.
Oh.
It is Snatch.
Oh, God.
The gangster movie.
I wouldn't watch that. Okay.
Why would you not watch a Snatch?
I didn't say watch a Snatch. Don't be rude, James.
Sorry, watch a version of Snatch.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I went to this movie theatre, hit the puke in my jacket, glared onto the balcony, and then I made a noise like this. And then I dumped it over the side, all over the people in the audience, and then this was horrible, and all the people started getting sick and thrown up all over each other, and I never felt so bad in my entire life.
What on earth was that?
Oh, you don't know.
The only thing I can think, it must be Chunk from the Goonies.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you have to get the words for that, or did you just remember it?
What do you think?
Okay, you got the words.
I got the words.
Right.
So that is the bit when he's in the film and
he gets
hiding in the ice in the freezer with the dead body.
Yeah.
And then they get him out, and then he starts just eating ice cream and just like relaying all this stuff, and they're like, what
that is a
going
good film
on?
Isn't it, The Goonies? Wasn't the guy who was in The Goonies the one who was like the techie geeky one who had like the belt who used to shoot stuff? Didn't he win an Oscar recently?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think he was in one of those, like, that film. Oh, what was it called? Like, Something Everywhere.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Something like that.
Anyway. We should watch that. It won an Oscar.
Yeah.
It's on Prime. Can everybody stop getting shot?
Oh, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
It is.
Going very gangster.
Which also, then I went down that sort of that train of thought, which also then became the song Casualty. Do you remember? Get everybody stop getting
shot.
Anyway,
decent.
Okay, final one. Final one of the round. Let's change up the jingle music. Can she count? Can she catch up?
You was kind. You was smart. You was important. You was kind.
You've tried to double bluff me.
You was important.
Awful accent.
Yeah,
you've tried to double bluff me. It's Forrest Gump again, isn't it? Where his mum.
Incorrect.
What?
You got it wrong.
What? Yes. No, yes. Bullshit. Yeah,
it's from The Help. You was kind, you was smart.
What's the scene? What's happening there?
So it's the helper who looks after the little girl. That's what she says to her every day. You are kind, you are smart, you're important. That's where I got what I say to George at night.
From the help.
Yeah. Okay. I am safe. I am warm. I am loved.
Anyway. Okay, fine.
Oh, my God. If I get this right.
If you get this right, you can draw it. Ooh. And it'll be a draw going out of the first round. I mean, guys, hopefully you can stand the tension.
I mean, to be fair, the backing, you know, it's not. That's fair. Here we go.
I'm playing two things at the same time.
Here we go.
Final one. Can she square it all up? 4-3 going into the final question. Going to be 4-4. Yeah, no one gives a fuck. Okay. I'm flying, Jack.
Titanic
is correct. Congratulations.
4-4.
So after the first round, it's what's the scores?
4-4.
George Jaws.
4-4.
Do you remember George Jaws? 4-4.
Mrs. Ford. I used to like Mrs. Ford with Bruce Forsyth.
Oh, she was a weapon, wasn't
she? On Generation Game. Right, okay. Round two.
What's the scores on the doors, Miss Ford?
4-4.
4-4, okay.
4-4?
Yeah.
Okay, round two.
Okay, round two. What happens in round two?
Round two is called Funny Story, LOL, Reminisce. I'm going to tell you a story. Ooh. Something, a scenario that happened from years ago. I'm going to tell you two short versions and you have to guess which one is real.
Do you know what I had? No, I won't even say that.
What?
Carry on. No, I had two stories, but they both happened and they're both too rude to share. Don't worry.
Oh, you got to share them now.
No, I'm not sharing it now.
Okay, here we go.
So one is false and one is true.
Yes.
One is true and one is false. Okay.
So once, when I worked on the bakery counter at Waitrose, I, number one, was serving a customer. I bent over to get a ticket I had dropped and my trousers ripped, showing my bare bottom. It's actually really embarrassing. I had to go and get changed in the locker room upstairs.
Is that because of how much cakes?
Because I just ate so much cake on the bakery counter.
So your
arse
had been smaller in the morning than it was by the afternoon. Bigger. Just in one day. Too many currant buns.
Number two. Once when I worked on the bakery counter at Waitrose, I was serving a customer, and when she asked for a farmhouse loaf, her false teeth came out and landed in the carrot cake. Mortifying. I couldn't even look her in the eye, and I just laughed and walked away. What one's true, James? What one is true? Did I split my trousers? Or did a customer's false teeth land in the carrot cake?
Good timing. I don't know. So I thought you'd given it away because you're like, oh, it's mortifying when you rip the trousers.
Play along at home, guys. Play along.
But then you also said that you couldn't look her in the eye and you had to walk away. That's exactly the sort of thing that you would do because you would just laugh in someone's face and walk off.
What's it going to be, James? What's it going to be?
Oh, I've got to try out my powers of NLP. Look me in the eye.
I'm looking. So this is really great if you're listening.
So your trousers fell down. Did they fall off or did they rip?
They ripped.
What, like the whole seam?
Yes. The back of my trousers. My bare bum was hanging out with my knickers.
No, it's not your bare bum, is it?
I had a thong on.
Why did you try to make it
my
sexy?
My thong, 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 thong.
Why did you try to make it sexy?
Can you
just
hurry up?
Me?
It's really not
I
a big deal.
I think it is. I think the lady with the false teeth is false. I think you bared your bare ass for all to see.
I can reveal that you are so wrong. Yes, you got it wrong. No, actually, it really did happen. I was serving on the bakery counter and this old lady came along and asked for a farmhouse loaf and her tea fell out into the carrot cake. And oh, I looked at my co-worker and I just went, I've got to go, and just walk around the back and just absolutely piss myself laughing.
Oh, bless her.
I know. They tasted nice when they went back in.
That's true.
Ba-boom-ch. Need a little ba-boom-ching then.
What did you... Sorry, so what did you do? Did you sell the rest of the cake? Do you have to throw the cake away?
No, we just reserved it up. What do you think? Someone's false teeth in a piece of cake. Of course
did you give her the cake for free?
No.
You should have done that.
I don't know. I walked off. I couldn't even look at her.
What a bitch.
Poor woman. Right. So embarrassing.
Okay. Oh, I've got that if you need it.
Oh, yeah. Well, a bit late now.
Sorry. Too late. Okay, right. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Funny story. Lol, reminisce.
Okay.
Once I fell out of a tree when I was drunk and I thought I'd broken my back. They sent an ambulance to come and get me. Turns out, this is in Spain, by the way. Turns out during my drinking days. Actually, this is reinforcing your story that I used to have a problem with drinking. Turns out when I got to the hospital, they sent me for an x-ray and a scan. So, you know, obviously they're concerned now. Yeah. I'm in like a neck brace and all that stuff. You know, blue lights flashing and everything. Get to the hospital. And the doctor comes in and says, no, you're just winded. So I literally fallen out of a treehouse. So I've broken my back.
Treehouse or a tree?
Treehouse.
Right.
Up a tree. I was actually in a tree. It was in a playground.
Okay, yeah.
I was drunk in a playground in a tree house.
Abroad
in Spain. And I fell out. I thought I broke my back, but I was just winded.
Okay. That is 100% true. Yeah.
Did this happen? I had a car crash when I was younger.
Right.
And I was really pissed off. So I was like, do you know what? And this was at the time when there's blame, there's a claim. Yep. Like it was everywhere. So if anyone did anything to you, you could just sue them.
Yep.
So I decided that I was going to sue the other driver.
Right.
And pretended to have whiplash. So I go to the hospital. They put me in a neck brace. And the doctor knew that I was blagging it. And he went, how bad is pain? I was like, oh, it's a solid 9. It's a solid 9. He went, is it? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he walked to the corner of the room. He said, oh, sorry, Mr. Burt. I went, yeah. He went, oh, you seem to be fine, actually. Don't try and pull the wool over my eyes.
Oh, God, they're both confused.
Which one? Did I fall out of a tree thinking I had broken my back and I was actually just winded? Or did I have a car crash and I tried to blag it, but the doctor caught me out?
I think I know what the answer is. I think I'm going to go for. So I was going to go for the first one, but then I remember a friend of yours having a similar accident on holiday when he fell out of a window and broke his wrist.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like you might have been playing on that. So I think that... The truth is you going to the doctors and trying to blag whiplash.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You are. Correct.
Yay!
Do you know what, though? I tried to double bluff you because they are both correct. I blagged the doctor and I did fall out of the treehouse and thought I'd broken my back.
So I've won. So the scores on the doors.
What's the scores on the doors?
In the lead with 5.
No!
Right, come on, we'll do this. Right, okay. Round 3. Quick fire question round. How well do you know your spouse?
Oh, this will be good. Okay.
So I'm going to do all of mine now, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to do yours. Are you ready?
How well do I know you?
How well do you know me?
Okay. Are you ready with your tally chart?
We've got a jingle.
Okay, you ready?
We've got a jingle.
Go.
Okay, what two forms of dancing did I do from the age of 3 to 12?
Tap and modern.
Oh, wow. What was the name of the Never Made It girl band I was in that turned out to be run by a psychopath?
Oh, there's just so many of them. Passion?
Nope, incorrect. It was Iconic Angels.
But there was one called Passion as well.
That wasn't the one that was run by a psychopath.
How do you know? That was the one who... Hang on. No, I'm going to back this up. That guy tried to get you to go on tour around hotels in Ibiza.
Yeah,
he was definitely fucking shifty.
Psychopath.
Well, not being funny.
The girl that got our band together who was severely unwell and actually
had the
a cat
hanging
cat
on. Yeah, okay, fine.
Was a psychopath.
Fine, okay. Tell that.
If I was in a hair...
the musical?
Bit of a typo. If I was in a Thai restaurant, what would I order?
What would you order? Green Thai curry.
And?
Coconut rice.
And
definitely like the palm leaf things that you like.
Okay, I'll give you that. Thanks. And maybe a pad thai. What's my dress size?
You get the rice, the curry, and a pad thai, and a starter.
Yeah, what's my dress size?
Your dress size Right now?
Yes.
Right now, you're a solid 14.
Oh, no, I'm a 12.
Are you fuck a 12?
I am a 12.
You are not a 12.
I'm genuinely
you
a
12. You are not a 12. This is coming
slash
from the...
boy.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's bullshit.
I'm more of a 12 than a
14. No, you're not. You're
well,
a
14. I'll let you have it.
You're a 14 these days.
I'm a freaking 12.
You're not. You've got a very broad
shut
back.
Up.
You've got very,
I've got broad, very
broad, broad back.
What name?
Like
means,
a silverback gorilla.
I've got a hairy back like a gorilla too. Yeah. Oh, what name links my two school crushes in primary and secondary school?
Danny.
Hey, well done. Okay, what was my first car?
Oh, Vauxhall Corsa.
What colour?
Silver.
Well done.
T-Reg.
What is the most annoying nickname you have ever given me?
Oh, Pukatron Castle.
Yes, I hate it.
Pukatron
oh
Castle.
Oh my God, James used to always give me a nickname from, what was it, like Hazelnut Well. And then there's this one that's called Pukatron Castle. And it was like, Pukatron Castle. Oh my God, it used to really piss me off.
Because I called you Pooks, I think. Pooks. You hated it. And I called you Pukatron Castle.
Okay. What song?
She used to get so it. Annoyed though, but the thing was, the more annoyed she get, the more I wanted, to use it.
Hated it.
But I'd always have to go, Poker, Trans,
Poker, Trans, Castle, sorry. Nickname. What song did I sing at my audition for Thomas Cook?
For Thomas Cook?
Yeah.
Would I know this? See, I'm thinking of but that was MTV, wasn't it? Big in the game. No idea.
I sang Fame. I wanna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly.
Fly. Okay.
What?
Fly.
High.
Oh,
high. I'm gonna learn how to fly high.
High. Okay, fine.
Awful.
Wow.
What's my best feature?
Your tits. Don't even have to think about that. You probably think it's your face. It's not. It's definitely your tits.
I wrote my eyes. So did you get that right or not? I didn't actually write anything. I'm just gonna give it to you. Cause why not?
Your eyes. I mean, you got nice eyes, but you got
apart
incredible
that,
tits.
I've got that weird, like, growth on my eye.
Yeah. It's definitely not that.
If you sit close to me and you look at my eye, you'll be like, oh, she's got a sty. It's not a sty. It's just like a growth of me. It's just an extra part of me.
Just an extra bit of
skin flap. I'm such a cat. Literally a cat. Last one.
Okay.
What will people say about me when I die?
She was all right.
I'm just going to give you a point because I want to.
Yeah.
Okay, on that you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, James.
Eight?
Eight.
Did I do pretty well, didn't I? All right, good.
Well done.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, are you now ready for the same, okay?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Quick fire. Here we go. What's my favourite colour?
Blue.
Incorrect.
Green now.
What do you mean now?
It used to be
blue. Are you kidding? No, it did not. It's always been green. It has always... Are you actually kidding? It's always been green.
You used to wear like blue stuff to match your eyes.
No, I didn't wear it to match my eyes. Are you fucking kidding me?
I know it's green now.
It's always been green. Like since I've been a kid.
Oh my God, do you remember that green like hoodie you used to have? It's like a sort of real retro Nike one. It's like green.
Oh,
like
that was legendary,
patches.
Yes.
I remember when I went
I was gonna find
when
that.
We first got together and I went off
don't
to
deflect.
Cuba for 2 weeks.
Fuck, you don't even know my favourite colour.
When I came out of the airport, you just like stood reading a newspaper wearing that green jumper. Green. I said blue and then I said green.
That's because so we were newly together. I was trying to look like an intellectual.
Do I get half a point?
No, do you fuck? Yeah, no,
do
my
you
favourite
make a
colour.
Note of this?
No, you make a note.
Okay.
Zero.
Yep.
Right, favourite crisps of all time.
Favourite crisp?
I need the crisp and I need the flavour.
I'm going to go Walker's Sweet Chili.
Incorrect!
What is it?
Monster Munch, pickled onion.
Really?
Standard.
Never knew.
It's incredible.
Don't like them, really.
Well, okay, so it doesn't matter
right,
then.
Carry on.
Favourite song of all time?
My Way.
Frank Sinatra. Yes, correct. Finally got one. Who would I invite to my to a fantasy dinner party, dead or alive? Three people. Who would I invite?
Freddie Mercury.
Correct.
Chris Evans.
Oh, I wouldn't. That's good.
Oh.
You still get a point. Final thing. Dead
Rob
or alive.
Rob Dyrdek.
Incorrect.
Ah. Oh.
Incorrect. It would be Richard Branson.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie Mercury. Or my dad.
Oh, I hadn't got that far. I would have come
How many
on guesses?
You only had three guesses.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Exactly, you can still have a point. What are you drawing now?
I don't know. I didn't get that right.
This is where
I?
You like. Oh, like I just like to write stuff
right
down.
So far.
Yes. No. So you
this
get
is
another.
Shit.
Yeah, you've done
this
pretty
is
badly
because I'm now not winning.
Okay. Number five. What do I fear?
Nothing.
Exactly. Correct. I don't.
You're
I'm a fucking
such a
legend.
Wanker.
Number six.
Did you actually write that?
Yeah. Fucking right.
Oh, you're such
I
a
fear
wanker.
Nothing.
Fucking
apart from
hate
failure
that.
Itself.
You fear. What you was fear hitting 40 and not what? Have done 75 hard?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to hit that fear.
Yeah.
What was the first name of my childhood best friend? Oh. Do you even know me?
Is this a boy
you
or a girl?
You don't even. I was playing that song
is
earlier.
Is this a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Mike. Michael.
No.
Well, how do I know your fucking friend was? Who?
Tom. Tom Luff is now a brain surgeon.
Where is Tom in our life?
He's nowhere. He was yeah. fucking years ago.
Why would I know him?
Shout
when
out to Tom
have you
Tom
ever Luff. Spoke... Sorry, Tom, but... He's never ever spoke about you.
I know all
who
about your
my
friend.
Best friend. When I was little.
Oh, you had that one who lived down the road. Who
who's
used
my
to...
childhood friend? Who are my two best childhood
Dan,
friends?
Dan Holbert.
That Dan was Holbert. Later.
Georgie.
No.
Georgie Rogers lived no. down the road from you.
No. Incorrect.
The girl who.
No, let's not go there.
Okay, yeah, fine. Right.
Carry on.
Fine. What did I want to be when I was a kid?
You wanted to be an. Oh, no. What's the word? Someone that digs up stuff. Oh, God. Yeah, me, archaeologist.
It's correct.
Yay!
Who was my favourite footballer growing up?
Oh, fucking, I don't fucking know.
Bearing in mind, oh. I loved football in the 90s and I supported at that point in time Manchester United. He's now a very inappropriate
Ryan
character.
Giggs.
Correct.
Yes!
I'm ashamed to admit it now. Which is my favourite child, George or Louis?
Oh, that is cruel. Have you actually picked one?
No, I haven't picked one.
George.
No, you're kidding. He's a fucking pain in the ass. Definitely Louis. Anyway, I don't have a favourite, but if I did, it would be Louis.
Do I get a point for that?
Yeah, because I don't have a favourite, right. So that's fine. Final question.
Yep.
Question 10. What is my favourite thing about you?
My tits.
Correct!
Yay.
There you go. How many did you get?
Sound really like male, like, fucking yeah. Didn't you?
Do I?
Yeah.
Or just in that impression
six.
That you're doing of me?
Six.
That's pretty good Hang going,
on.
Isn't it? So now...
Scores on the doors, guys.
Scores on the doors. Where are we at?
James has 12 points and has taken the lead. And
yeah!
He is on 11.
Fantastic. Okay.
Right, you ready?
What's next in the quiz of the quizzes?
This
quizzical,
next,
quizzical.
I don't know if we should have, like... I don't know if we should do... So this is called a joke-off, right?
Okay.
So... I don't know if we should have like a minute on the clock to just tell as many jokes and see.
I don't.
How many
I don't know that
up.
Many jokes.
You just got to make them up, James.
Okay, fine.
Should we have a minute, or should I tell you like say five jokes?
Tell me five jokes.
Okay.
I have not got five jokes for you.
But I've got to make you laugh. If you don't laugh, I don't get a point.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay. So we've just got to make each other laugh within a minute. Hang on.
All right. Get it out of the way. Yeah.
Okay.
I've only got four, but I'll have to just make one up. So you have to just think about it. No, not a minute. Don't worry. Don't put the pressure. But yeah,
no.
have some back in. It's fine. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Smiling's
if
fine.
If you laugh,
okay,
then I get a point.
I just find like laughing's just funny though, isn't it?
Points. Right, you ready?
Yes.
What goes black, white, black, white, black, white?
Don't know.
A zebra falling down the stairs. You're laughing!
Oh, shit.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
What do you get when you cross a robin with a rabbit?
I don't know.
A robbit. Made you laugh,
shit.
Didn't it? Absolute shit.
Oh, shit.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Uncle Tom.
That's an inside joke.
Oh, no.
That is an inside
Where's
joke.
My phone?
You haven't got it, so
oh,
don't worry about it.
I had a clip. I've got a clip
no.
of him singing.
Oh, okay.
Can
It'll
I get
make
it?
No sense to anybody
okay.
else.
If anyone used to watch X Factor, there was a guy on it called Uncle Judge, and he did a Michael Jackson rendition of Earth Song, and it was horrendous.
God,
I had a clip on my phone. And for just so long after, we had this knock-knock joke, and I'd just be like, knock-knock. He'd be like, who's there? Uncle Judge. And we would just cry with laughter. Okay.
But that's because at the end he went, there's only one judge and it's me, Uncle Judge, wasn't it?
Oh, that's it, Uncle
oh,
Judge.
So
okay.
funny.
Two to go. What do you get when you cross a married couple of 11 years with two kids?
I don't know.
Bored.
yeah, fine.
Oh, I've got to think of one more, hang on.
I wouldn't worry about it, you've already won.
One more. One more.
So
trying to think. So bad.
Can we just stop?
Something. I've done okay, four. Fine. I've done four.
Well done.
You do four.
You've okay. definitely you won the points there, so that's fine.
Right, you've got to make me laugh.
Okay.
It's not going to happen, is it?
It is. Okay, are you ready?
Go. If I don't laugh, you don't get the point.
Okay.
I'm going to have to, like, bite my cheeks.
I went to the dog. I thought it was so funny when I read it on the website earlier. I went to the doctor.
It's not fair. Just stop. That's not the joke. That doesn't count.
Okay, fine. I went to the doctor the other day, and he said, "Mr. Burt, you need to get a lot fitter. You should do lunges." I said, "Doctor, that's a big step." Nothing. What's wrong with you? You're dead inside.
All right, you got me. You got me. There was a little chuckle. You can have that.
What's brown and sticky?
Stick?
No shit.
I mean, am I laughing or am I just disappointed?
I've got a very inappropriate one, but it's just funny, so I'm just going to say it. Why does Sarah fall off the swing?
If this is bad, don't say it.
Why does Sarah fall off the swing?
Because
she's got no arms. I've got a swing of no arms, do you? That's okay to say. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I've got for you.
You've got one more. You've got to make it up.
Not dog.
Oh, who's there?
I'm going to judge.
No.
No, I don't know. I'm not any good at jokes.
You scored two. A measly two.
Two.
I got four. Two.
Okay, did I actually get two there? Okay, fine. You thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, you ready? Scores on the doors.
Scores on the doors.
Okay.
Theme music of Challenge Annika, by the way.
He's on 14. Hayley is taking the lead with 50.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, this next round is our bonus round, okay? We cannot score the points.
Okay.
We are going to have to leave it to you guys to tell us feel is best. So we thought, as we spoke about it the other week, why not find some footage of me and James singing from the past? Now, this is the thing. We have actually got some really well-recorded footage of us singing, but like the photo album that has suddenly gone missing, so has this CD case that we cannot find it. However...
And also, we now do not have a CD player.
We don't.
In this house. Like, who needs a CD player anymore?
But we didn't want to disappoint, and so James...
We knew you'd be gutted.
I don't know what he's been doing this morning, but he has dragged up some old, awful vocals of us singing.
So... We don't have a CD player in the house, but where we do have a CD player is in the car. So right. I decided I went into the car and so it doesn't sound the best. It didn't sound very good to start with, frankly. But now it's
really
like third hand. So I've had to play it in the car and I took my laptop and a recording mic into the car. And at 7 o'clock this morning, I've recorded the CD audio. I also found out this morning, bonus.
Yeah.
My car's got a DVD player.
How do you watch it?
On the screen. You know the screen?
Shut up.
So you've already got one as well. Has yours got a little CD?
Why would you want to watch
I'm not sure if you drive, if it still allows you to, but yours was a DVD.
Yeah.
I thought it was an audio CD.
So
and then
the
all of a sudden
you watch it, but they can't see it, really.
They can't really see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I imagine when you drive off, it will stop the DVD.
Yeah,
that's a bit
I would have
not
thought.
Safe,
right, anyway, carrying on.
Anyway.
Bonus five. So this is called Sing Song Showdown Blast from the Past.
Okay, I like it. So I've got a clip of you.
Yep.
There's lots of footage and audio we've got in this hat. This is not the best song for you to sing. It's a Beyonce song.
Oh, no.
So it's quite high.
Oh, God, this is like Thomas Cook
days.
This
is from, so you, this is from
the 150th anniversary party.
So Thomas Cook, isn't that sad that Thomas Cook don't exist anymore?
Yeah,
and it was 150 odd years old. Anyway, so that for the 150th celebration, you got flown out to
Turkey.
Yeah.
We did a performance at the National History Museum.
But this one is the... Oh, okay. Is this the...
This is in Turkey.
This is in Turkey. So this is footage of Hayley live in Turkey. This is as part of a pop stars medley.
Singing Beyonce. It's awful.
Singing Beyonce. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh. Got there.
Hit it though, didn't I?
Get in there. Got there. leaves a little gap there so she can catch her breath.
Do you know what? It's not a good song to sing.
It's a very difficult song.
It's an awful song to sing. That was a really bad... I feel annoyed because, like, I actually do have some clips of me singing half decent. Anyway.
You want some clips of you singing half decent?
Yeah.
Here you go. So this is from... We were going to make a CD, a joke CD for our mate's birthday, oh, no. And Hayley wanted to practice the songs that were going to be included, including Endless Love.
Yeah, we did Wind Beneath My Wings.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
I sang Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing.
I Have Nothing.
Badly.
All of which we can't find the original CD, so no. We found this practice of me and Hayley driving, isn't that probably the Vauxhall course, or driving somewhere and practicing for the CD recording.
Oh
so
God.
Everyone, if you just heard Beyonce, which is difficult to sing, what's even more difficult to sing? Titanic. Oh, hello. Needs a harmony. Here we go.
Wants us to serenade them at their wedding. Just
If anyone's getting married and they need singers,
feel free to ask.
I know what you're thinking, though. Yeah,
you frame me under the bus here. I feel like the audio that is not the best audio myself. So I hope you.
You've also got a Beyonce and a Celine song, which you've chosen.
Come then, what have you got?
I've got a classic as well.
Yep.
This was I found a demo CD from 2007.
So is this when you was in Boys Aloud?
This is Boys Aloud.
Oh God!
So this is a
harmony trio.
Is a McFly classic. Oh. Who remembers the song? Five colours.
Oh, I love
in
that
her
song.
Hair.
Oh my God, you guys are going to kill it.
Boys Aloud, 2007. Here we go. It's all about Chris Chu.
Here we go.
That high harmony.
She's got a lip ring and five colours in her hair.
Come on now.
Not into fashion. Is that you?
Yeah.
Not bad, James. I would.
You did. You do once a month.
I need that. Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh
come on. What, have a harmony? So there you go.
If you want to ask me, who the hell is she?
Do you remember we did that for that? What was that talent show? Jack's Factor. Do you remember Jumping Jacks, which was in a club?
We've done so many awful things. Do you remember we did someone's birthday party as well? It's like your friend's mum's 60th or something.
Oh my God, we did.
And we sang.
Katie Joe.
And we sang. How did we do that?
I don't know.
God, we were awful.
Fucking dreadful.
I mean, you were pretty good, to be fair. Anyway, is that it?
That's it. Best? So, guys, this round of the quiz...
I feel like we're going to have to come back to this. Izzy Wizzy. Like proper... Yeah, whatever.
Let's get quizzy.
So you can decide, guys, who's the best. For a bonus point, who's the best singer?
Get in touch. Do you vote for...
I think we know the answer based on that. Oh, please don't play it again. Please don't play it again.
All right, James.
Too long. All right, James.
Also, though, what I couldn't find, so Hayley mentioned earlier, the psychopath girl band that she was in.
Yeah.
This was the original backing track... There's a song called Wild Wild Bitch. I was like, I got so excited when I found this. But then it was just the instrumental.
Yeah.
Can you remember the words? To Wild Wild Bitch? Wait till it kicks in, probably noughties.
Oh my God, listen to that.
Give it to me nice and slow. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Fast and hot. Psycho was asking
come
him.
Tell me if you like it fast and hot. Gotta give me everything you got. And then it went into.
Is it weird that I found that sexy?
Don't you know I'm a wild, wild bitch? And I get what I want. Never gonna stand in anyone's way.
What a shame that band never came to market, eh?
I don't know why.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyway, moving on.
Right. Is this
round
the final round?
Number six. No, we've got three to go.
Fucking hell. Hang on in there, guys. Round number six.
Okay. This is called Finish Each Other's Sentences. I should be good at this one.
Oh.
Okay.
This
are you
your
ready?
Favourite thing, isn't it?
So,
I think I got this wrong.
Okay.
To
never
start
right.
with.
It's no right or wrong. I'm just going to, if I like your answer, I'll give you a point.
So, okay.
That's it.
Why don't you go first, and then I'll know if I've gone wrong.
Okay,
so I've given myself two versions
here
of this.
Here we go.
Okay, hang on. Go.
What happened to all the good theme music that you were going to put
together? Yeah, I didn't know where
we
it's
had,
gone.
Like, the Gladiators. And
oh, you wanted all that stuff? Round six.
I bet you liked
finish.
It, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I still like her now. Did anyone else even get a look in than Jet?
I went to see it live. Know the tower of the gladiator.
I bet it's good to see it live anyway. Go on then.
Yeah, anyway.
Wait,
okay.
Ready?
Here we go.
Right, go for it.
Finish my sentences.
Okay.
In the evening, I usually... ...
Watch shit films that feature Zac Efron that you've already watched previously. It's normally rom-com and... Yeah, it's just shit.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Why do you always bring up Zac Efron?
Because you like...
It's not even a Zac Efron. He's not... But
he was in that one that you made me watch that time and like, he fell in love with the wife of the guy who...
Oh, that one film that you go on.
It's just shit though, isn't it?
Okay.
I like Zac Efron. He's a nice guy. Don't know personally.
Oh, great. I'm sure he's really happy that you like him. Seal of approval. Not needed. Here we go.
He listens to the show. Lots of celebrities
listen to
the show.
Are we
going to
do this or
are
you going to keep talking?
Sorry, carry on.
At school, I was best known for... ...
Being a slag.
You're definitely not having a point for that. I was not a slag, thank you very much. Should we go into slagginess, shall we?
No,
should we
no,
go
no.
back to the repping
no,
days?
No.
No, let's not. I don't
What were you best known for?
I don't know. Just asking you. Just being a legend.
But, no, hang on a second. So I got...
I can't answer it. I don't know. You just got finished.
Well, what were
it.
You known for at school?
Just being a legend.
No, you were not known as being a legend. There's absolutely no evidence of that. You don't speak to anyone from
I
your school.
That's really, I was known for doing something extremely embarrassing.
What?
I think I've said this before. There was a talent show. Have I said this before? There was a school talent show and there was a group of us that were going to do a Spice Girls impersonation.
Wow, okay.
And then everyone just backed out. So it was left with me and my friend Georgina. And decided, fuck it, let's do it anyway. And we put on the most, no lie, skimpiest dresses you could ever imagine.
Slag. See?
No. And then got a kid from like 2 years below to put on this kind of like bomber jacket, and we put on the song M&A. I got a little something for ya. And we literally just danced around him. And I remember my boyfriend at the time just like, oh my God, it was
that's
pretty
horrible.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, why would
anyway,
you do that?
Not slag, just an idiot. Okay, I don't watch TV news because... ...
Because the world is a very, very sad place and it makes you overthink the fact that actually either Russia or the climate crisis is going to eventually end in our untimely and early demise.
Yeah,
we'll
I mean, I'm going to give you a tip for that, but it was also because I literally just have to go around my dad's house and he just fills me and all the
God,
shit in the world. So, yeah.
Just takes all the information out of the Sun newspaper and regurgitates it.
And now he's got like
hand.
Apple News or whatever on his phone.
Oh,
bad
fuck me.
Times. Okay. The one thing that annoys me above anything else is... ...
Oh, I don't know, it's quite a few. When the kids don't listen to you, you go fucking nuts.
No.
What?
Do you know what it is?
What?
Bad customer service.
Okay.
I hate it.
Yeah,
I was
enough.
Recently on holiday at the Naze Marina in Walton on the Naze.
You had bad customer service.
And sat down with my sister and my uncle and the kids. And
oh,
we were gonna
God.
Order food. So my sister had the app already on her phone, so she ordered really quickly. I didn't realise I got to install the app, and then because I'm gluten-free, I had to go up and order, blah, blah, blah. Over an hour, I waited for our food.
An hour?
I was fuming. Everyone was getting really annoyed. And then not only that, when I came out of the toilets, I could see our food just sat there on the hot stand, and no one brought it over for like another sort of 10 minutes because they were waiting for the baked beans. Anyway, mine come out later. And when it came out, what was supposed to be this like really yummy sounding burger with all these lovely chipotle mayo and garlic alioli just came out as like burnt chips and like a slapped together burger that was like dry with no sauces. And I just lost it. And I just went in and I was like, I'm not having it. I was like, this is disgusting. I could cook better at home. I was like, can I have what I bloody well ordered? And I said to the girl, look, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to have a go at you, but this is ridiculous. And in the end, I got my money back and I didn't eat. Anyway, I hate bad customer service.
Good
it really
story.
Winds me up.
Good story.
And if you make a mistake, it's not about making a mistake as well. It's just about
how you deal with
how you deal with it.
Yeah, I get it.
Last thing.
duly noted.
If I was handed a puppy, I would ...
hand it straight back to the person that's giving it to you.
Well done.
Didn't your careers advisor say that you should go into veterinary skills or something?
No, it was... hang on, I've just got to write this down. What it was, I went to see a psychic years ago in one of those... You know when you go in a hall and there's like loads of people giving readings and look, give me your hands. She was like this. She was like, oh, you've got healing hands. I feel like... You want to work with animals. You're going to work with animals. I was like, fuck that, love. You got that well wrong.
Maybe it's because of how rough your hands are. She
maybe.
I thought you were like mucking out old horses.
Anyway, there you go. All right. You did well.
Okay.
My go.
Right. So I had just done generic sentences for you to finish the word.
Yeah,
but then you've gone and done something that I wasn't expecting you to do. So I've readjusted
maybe you didn't
it quickly.
Listen, James. That's fine.
Maybe. So here we go.
Okay.
Mine are as follows. I'm going to change the music up for this. Here we go. Hayley's best assets are.
Are we talking physical assets?
Who knows?
Hayley's best assets are the way she cares about people.
It's close. Hayley's best assets are her tits.
Oh, for God's sake, James.
How do you not know me?
Oh, I know. It's so pathetic.
I feel bad because your uncle and auntie are going to watch this. Hayley's worst habit is.
Picking her head.
Correct!
Yeah.
Fucking hate it. Hayley is amazing because.
She's funny.
I actually didn't have an answer, I just wanted to know what your ego would say. But you can have that. You are funny.
Yay.
Give me that. Number four. Hayley would be much happier if.
I wasn't with you. I'm joking. Harsh. That was a joke. Oh, look at your little face.
That was just unkind.
It's funny though, isn't it?
That was good.
Do I get
a point? You probably would be as well. Yeah, have it. Fuck it. Number five. Hayley should stress less about...
other people.
Correct.
Yay! 4 points.
And that is the end of Finish My Sentence.
Ooh, ooh. Okay.
So what'd you get? 4 points.
Scores on the doors.
Okay, scores on the doors.
James is on 17 and Hayley's in the lead with 19.
Oh, 19-17 as we go
okay,
into the...
Round seven to the penultimate round.
The penultimate. Oh,
okay,
you love that
are you
word,
ready?
Don't you? Yeah.
So this is called Impersonation Challenge. Who is it? So we have five people each that we're going to impersonate. They could be celebrities. They could be film, TV characters. Okay. And we have to guess.
Okay.
Right, we're going to do one each, rotate, or all mine? Let's do all of mine, shall we?
Let's do all of yours, okay?
You go first this time.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So here we go. Impersonation challenge.
Yeah, let's do this.
I really like Miss Piggy.
Kermit the Frog!
Is correct!
Hooray!
Oh, this is actually quite good.
Is it?
Guys, I've listened to this bitch and I've got to be honest, there's no way that I can invest
Duncan
in this.
Duncan Valentine!
Is correct!
Hooray!
If I don't see fruit week, I see a fruit window.
Keith Lemon.
It's correct.
Hey,
I just want to pick my heads. I just want to pick my heads.
Me.
It's correct. And the final one, this is a curveball here.
Oh, God.
Okay. So it's an impression. You have to be very specific. Are you ready?
Okay.
Ruff, ruff, ruff. Ruff, ruff. Name the dog. I want the breed.
That's just pathetic.
Why?
That is so pathetic.
Why?
And annoying.
Why?
That is so annoying.
Why are you so annoyed?
Because it's just fucking stupid.
Name the dog of the breed. No, it's actually a very good impression.
A fucking brown chihuahua.
No, it's not a brown chihuahua. Unfortunately, it's a Scottish border terrier.
Piss off. That was ridiculous.
Unlucky. It was a Ruff, ruff, ruff.
No.
It's a Scottish border terrier.
That is just stupid. That is just so stupid.
So stupid.
But I got four because of your stupidness.
Don't forget, guys, this quiz is just for fun.
Okay.
So,
here we go.
Well.
You ready?
Okay, right, hang on. Go on, go.
If I could turn back time.
To share.
Yeah!
In time, right time, mystic, here we go.
I'll stop you there and save you from the pain. Alicia Dixon.
Hey!
Who'll probably end up being my second wife.
You wish.
I will look for you. I will kill you. I will find you.
Do you think that's the Audrey does it? I will look for you. I will kill you. Then I'll find you. Do you think Liam Neeson? Liam Neeson did it in that order. I'm going to look for you, I'll kill you, and then I'll find you.
I actually wrote it down so I won't forget. How could I get it that wrong?
That is brilliant.
Did you know it though?
Yeah. Liam Neeson, Neeson from...
Lynn, I got the cheese! I got the cheese! I'm going to the BBC! Aha!
Alan Partridge. Oh, your best so impression.
Good. This is going to be the best one. You ready? Uh-huh. Hey, Minnie, how are you today? Hey, Pluto. Hey, Minnie.
Anyone else want to guess at home? It doesn't sound fuck all like them.
It does.
No, it doesn't. If it was, hey, Minnie, Pluto, other characters from Mickey Mouse.
Oh, hey there, Pluto.
Not getting any better.
Want to go to the clubhouse? No?
Mickey Mouse.
Yay, Mickey the Mouse. Mickey the Mouse.
Oh, you're just doing another impression there.
You got five. Well done, James.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right, so this is the final round. Okay. As we go into the final round, the final scores.
On the door.
Hang on. Final scores.
Oh, there's 1 point in it.
What are the scores on the doors, Miss Ford?
Okay, James has got 22.
Oh.
And I have got 23.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay, can you have some Generation Game music for this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, James. Any fun music?
No.
Probably let us down today, James.
Yeah, how about this? This has got to be one of the best theme songs of all time.
So we always talk about, like...
For license reasons, I can't play the whole thing.
Who listens, who doesn't listen. Yeah. So we thought to end this joyous podcast, remember the conveyor belt game on the Generation Game? So we're not going to go and get all the stuff, but basically, I'm going to just read 20 items that are found in this house.
Okay.
Then I'm going to talk shit at you for a minute.
That won't be
and
difficult.
Then I'm going to give you a minute to basically remember as many of those you can.
Okay.
Okay, so, and this is really going
to
decide.
This goes back to my NLP training. There's actually a way to do this called memory linking.
Oh, fucking hell.
So I'm going to get all 20.
So who should go
fairly
first?
Fairly confident I'm going to get all 20.
So I'm going to say 20 items.
Okay.
Then I'm going to talk shit at you. Well, I say talk shit, like just talk. Are you ready? I feel like I need some underpinning.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Cuddly toy.
Okay.
Tea strainer.
Okay.
Hand cream.
Okay.
Sunglasses. Map of the world apron. Kindle. Cherries and berries juice bottle. Sweet cart. Spidey and his amazing friends figure. Mirabelle coffee. A Bic biro. The magic of thinking big book. A dead plant. An orange cushion. Potato masher. Bunch of bananas. Bath salts. Poor lip gloss, shit rom-coms, James unfulfilled dreams. Okay, James. Hey, so how are you doing?
I can't remember the first thing.
How is life? What you been up to? What you been watching this week? What have been watching, James? Do you remember we watched that program on Netflix about like looking after your money? It's super good, isn't it? What else have we been watching? The Boys. Oh, we watched Ted Lasso. Do you remember Ted Lasso? Oh my god, the final series, the final episode ever. Ted Lasso went back, didn't he? Do you remember seeing that, James? Do you remember seeing Ted Lasso? Who's your favourite character in Ted Lasso? Is it Roy? Fuck. Is it Roy? Is it Keeley? Who is it? Ted? Why are you scratching your eye? You've got an itchy eye. You've got hay fever. You've got hay fever, James. How are you feeling, babe? You look a bit sweaty. You all right? You okay, James? Are you going to talk to me? Are you ignoring
Finished?
Me?
Finished?
No. Is that a minute?
Yeah, it's about a minute.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's have a minute on the clock.
Okay.
Are you ready? Got a minute timer? Yep.
Have I got a minute timer?
I'm going to mark it off.
I've got all the wrong timers here today. Sorry.
Are you ready?
Didn't get this. Okay, this is a quiz timer.
Ready?
Apparently.
You've got a minute?
Yes.
Here we go. Is this a minute?
Yeah.
Go.
Cuddly toy, tea strainer, cherries and berries, bananas, the magic of thinking big book, sunglasses, Spidey and his amazing friends figure. Oh, there's one point in the middle, I just stopped listening entirely. Oh, poor lip gloss, a dead plant, James's unfulfilled dreams, which this house is filled with.
Filled.
Tea strainer, lip gloss. I've done badly here. Because I lost it. Because my memory linking thing didn't work. So I imagine the teddy bear doing the tea strain, and then I imagine him putting the lip gloss on.
I don't need the explanation. Your shit.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
Oh, 10. James, your total score is 32, which means...
You only need 9 to win.
23.
Do you want me to do the maths for you?
I need more than 9, I need 10.
9 to draw, 10 to win.
Okay, I'm absolutely awful. Okay, I'm not allowed to write it down, obviously, because that would just be cheating.
Yeah.
I also need a wee again.
Yours.
Right,
is.
You ready?
You ready?
So, yeah.
Okay. Pen. Flip-flop. Scooter. Bread roll. Tree. TV. Sunglasses. Picture frame. Microphone. Badge. Dinosaur. Mirror. Car. Kebab. Diary. Dog basket. Pomegranate. Argos catalogue. Carpet. And a butt plug. It's all 20. Hayley, do not think of all those items. Definitely do not think of the items. The catalogue that I was talking about, was it from that shop or was it not from that shop? Do you remember that time? Can you look at me when I'm talking to you? Why are you looking up there? What are you looking for? You're looking for the answers. So you're looking up and left. You're searching for the answers and you're still going through that list. Why are you doing that weird face?
Because I've forgotten
make any sense, does it?
Already.
Yeah, but don't forget, I think you'll get at least a couple of them, won't you? Because there's some items from in here, some items that are like old, some items that are new. Stuff that there's probably a lot of stuff in this living room. Is it in the living room? I'm not sure it even is in the living room. It actually is in the house. Did I put it in the garage?
I feel like I've forgotten everything.
I don't. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Okay, that'll be about a minute. You're right. You ready?
Yeah.
Reiterate it for me. Go.
Argos catalogue.
Yes.
Butt plug.
Yes.
TV.
Yes.
Sunglasses.
Yes.
DVD.
Incorrect.
Oh, bread roll.
Yep.
Plant.
Nope.
Oh my god. Banana.
No, that was yours.
Oh my god. A light. A lamp.
No.
Cushion.
No.
Oh my god.
That was also yours.
Oh my god. Book. Oh my god.
No.
Dinosaur. Definitely a dinosaur.
Yes, there was.
Are you keeping a note of how many?
Yes.
Oh god. Picture. Oh. CD. Camera. Apple. Oh. Are you joking? Oh my god, I did so
bad. Your minute is up.
How many did I get?
Hayley, you correctly remembered bread roll, TV, sunglasses, dinosaur, Argos catalogue, and butt plug.
How many is that?
Hayley, you scored a gigantic 6.
Oh my god!
Meaning that you have scored 29 points.
Which means, Hayley, James,
tell everybody the scores.
Is the winner with 32 points to 29.
We are the
James
champions,
is
my
the
friend.
Winner! I feel disappointed. I really let myself. Do you know what? It's so weird. It's like it literally went in and it went straight out again. That's crazy.
So the memory linking thing...
Tree.
The memory linking thing is that you make a story.
I know,
so
you were saying
to...
so fast that I couldn't think quick
enough.
Oh,
so there's a reason that
yeah,
you...
it's your fault.
Right, fine.
Your fault, otherwise I would have won.
Okay.
Anyway.
There you go.
I feel like that's it. That's it.
So today's husband versus wife challenge. Who's
yeah.
better?
Hope you played along.
Hope you played along for the bits you could play along. A lot
yeah.
of it you couldn't play along
yeah,
with, but hopefully you've enjoyed it anyway, regardless. I liked it though.
I liked
it. It was good fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
The husband versus wife.
I'm annoyed that I didn't win, but...
We should do like a standard quiz one day that doesn't include just like stuff about us.
Yeah, maybe
and
we
everyone
get someone
can join
on
in.
To host it for us.
Maybe
hey,
we
if you
could.
Want to come onto the podcast and host a quiz with us, let us know.
Quiz host. Do you know who's a good quiz host?
Who?
Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah?
I reckon he listens to this podcast.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I love Stephen Mulhern.
Absolute legend. Why does Stephen Mulhern not do a podcast? He really should. If you're from Stephen Mulhern's management
yeah,
company...
Get in touch.
Actually, don't bother. You probably...
I don't know if you know this guy,
Schofield.
James Burt, Phonic Media. Massive,
kind of a big deal.
Podcast guy.
Kind of a big deal.
King.
Biggest deal in Ilford. Apart from Wazir.
Wazir.
Wazir. Anyway, thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Something a little bit different, something a bit light-hearted, bringing some lols and some fun. We'll be back next time. And don't forget, if you have enjoyed the podcast, give it a 5-star review if you listen to your podcast, or subscribe on the flipping YouTube. I'll see you later. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye now.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.